will be answered by other members of the delegation when we talked about the possibility of petition for constitutionality of laws. The Ombudsman takes initiative with authorized bodies in order for these bodies to file petition with the Constitutional Court. That's how the Constitutional Court of Constitution of Bosnia and Herzegovina defines who can file petition before the Constitutional Court. These are members of the presidency, prime ministers, members of parliament in the both houses of Bosnia and Herzegovina, and some one quarter of delegates in all parliaments in Bosnia and Herzegovina. And according to the constitution, they can file petitions, and the ombudsman can only file an initiative with these bodies to file a petition. So I hope this will satisfy you. Is it? I think so. The second question: what happens if the entity laws are contrary to the convention? What the court can do? Can it apply the convention directly? It is very difficult to say hypothetically about something. What would happen if something happened? I answered in the first part of my answering when I said that we are part of the international standards, and if we follow this principle of applying international standards, it means that entity laws cannot be in contravention of this convention, and they would not by default, they would not be in compliance with the constitution, so the legislators would not pass such laws. Concerning the question of signing agreements with other neighboring countries or countries in the region, Bosnia and Herzegovina signed an agreement with Serbia and agreements with Croatia and Montenegro are being prepared, and we hope they will be signed in a couple of months. So that's what I can answer for the time being, and I will ask other members of the delegation, first of all, the prosecutor, Mr. Bulic, to answer the questions concerning prosecution, criminal prosecution. Mr. Bulic, the floor is yours. Thank you. I will try to answer the question asked by